The future of solar is batteries. I know that sounds kind of weird, but with NEM3 laws passing and other things that are making solar panels without batteries less attractive, I think you really got to consider getting batteries. And that's why I'm really excited, because I'm at my brother's house here in the Bay Area. I got a little surprise for him. Let's see if he's home.
Hello?
Hey, are you home?
Yeah, I'm home.
I got a surprise for you. Open the garage.
What?
Yeah, open the garage. I got something for you. You want to see this?
When did you get here?
This is Blue Eddy's new home energy storage solution, and I wanted to install at your house.
What?
What do you think? You got your solar cooking? Next
thing
is batteries. Give me a hand. Let's unload these.
This video is brought to you by Blue Eddy.
Are you carrying your half?
Yeah.
That's the inverter brain unit, and then there's two batteries, right?
What?
So, but it's what's cool is it's modular, so if you wanted to, you could go and get another one of these battery packs. It stacks like right on top. Everything that you have here, except the double oven, could be powered by this. And the electricians will walk you through this, but I'm thinking what they'll do is install a critical loads panel. So the big things like this, your air conditioning is another service panel out there, right?
Yeah. All right, so I have 200 amp service, and it comes here. And here we have 100 amp breaker that feeds the sub panel in the garage.
Okay.
We have a 50 amp breaker that feeds the air conditioning.
Okay.
And 30 amp breakers where the solar comes into.
And it's really interesting too, is you could leave this all alone. It'll charge over AC to the from the grid and solar, but you could also directly plug into those batteries as well. So I remember you mentioned you wanted to maybe do a pergola back there
Do those batteries have AC inverters?
Yeah, there's an inverter in that unit, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. So I can
and it has MPPT chargers, so you can put a little array of panels, like a little subarray, over the pergola back there and run them into the battery and it'll charge. And this is just extra. Like, it'll all work together.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's cool, right? Yeah, it's really modular. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this installs. That's why I was excited to see it. But I think next steps is let's get an installer, figure out permitting and all that kind of stuff and move this along, yeah? All right, so here is what the Blue Eddy system looks like when it's fully installed. A couple of quick highlights. Here is the inverter on the very top. And as you can see, it's very modular. If you want to just start with one battery, you can do that and then add on to it, which really ties into one of the great benefits of this system. And in terms of ease of install, this might be the easiest battery I've seen. Walking around here, the battery goes from this to the grid to a master shutoff, which is a code requirement. From there, it goes to his service panel. This is the old service panel. And to be conservative, he hasn't backed up his bigger systems. For example, the air conditioner, the electric dryer and stuff is still in here. This is what's new. So from here, the backup port on the Blue Eddy goes down in here to the transfer switch and then to all his critical loads. So if the power goes out, everything in here, so his office, all his lights, his kitchen, everything he really needs, his fridges and all that, the computers, networking gear, all that is backed up and he could work from home in peace and quiet. And then over here, while he was at it, he also paid a little extra while he paid to get this installed to have a Tesla charger put in. And this gets into my big takeaway. It's hard to predict what your future usage might look like. He didn't have an electric car when we started this whole project a couple of months ago. He does now. So he put that in, that goes into here. So now we've waited a couple of months to get the data to see how the app looks and how his data is looking. Here I have the app open. As you can see, it's currently powering his house about 760 watts or so. And that's because it's 6:45 p.m. He has his battery set to power his home from 4 to 9 p.m. when his electricity prices are about 15 cents higher than the rest of the day. So the Blue Eddy charges up, stands by, and from 4 to 9 p.m., like right now, powers his whole house. So this saves him some money as well. Also, I've been watching his consumption, and his consumption normally falls between 500 to 1500 watts. In my scenario, I work from home, run a business from home. Home backup energy is so important. Also, with fires and being prepared, we have a pool. So batteries mean that you can pump pool water even if the power goes out, right? My parents live on a farm where they have well water. So when they lose power, they lose water. They can't, you know, even take a shower. In my brother's case, work from home, have backup. Whatever your situation is, maybe you have medical conditions that require equipment to run. This is one of the easiest ways to add battery backup to your home. And it's an amazing system that now I've been watching for about 6 months, and it's been bulletproof. In fact, here are some of his outages that he's had. So he lost power for about 20 seconds on the 8th of this year. And in December, he lost power on December 22nd and the 17th. And some of these interruptions are small, but if you have equipment that runs and needs power, it could mean all the difference. And also, you just never know how long an outage might last for. Our record was about 8 hours. We had an 8-hour power outage that we were able to absorb because we had home battery backup. The really cool thing about the Blue Eddy system is right now, there's no direct DC solar input. He just has his solar system that feeds to the grid, exports, and charges the battery and allows it to act as a backup. He can also use energy arbitrage. But what's really cool is this right here has a 9-kilowatt solar input between two ports. One is 6,000 watt and one is 3,000 watt. Which means you need at least 5 30-volt panels in series for that 150 minimum, and any number of panels as long as you're under the 500-volt maximum. But if the power were to go out or some crazy thing were to happen, he could literally just roll out solar panels on his driveway or his patio, directly connect them into this and charge directly into DC. That also doesn't change your billing status if you have NEM2, net energy metering, which he does. He got a solar system put in before the NEM3 change. So one of the things I've been thinking about is if your energy use goes up and you need to add more to it, how do you do that? The best way I've seen is a system like this that has direct DC input, because that solar doesn't have to be a part of the permitted plans for the house. You could just put them on a patio and charge only the battery. It can never feed back to the grid, but it could power the battery and power your house. And with 9 kilowatts of input, that is absolutely massive. My system at home in our office only takes about 5.6. So I've never seen a bigger MPPT solar input in any system I've ever reviewed. And that kind of ties into how this can expand over time. He has 3 batteries, each of which is just shy of 5 kilowatt hours. 4,960 watt hours. And because he has 3 of them, he has just shy of 15 kilowatt hours. And based on his current usage, he could power himself entirely through the night until the solar came back the next morning. But as his needs change, he could add a 4th battery to bump it all the way to just shy of 20 kilowatt hours. What's pretty cool too is because he has 3 batteries, this inverter can put out 7,600 watts, which is on the high side. That would be your air conditioning, your induction cooktop, and a few other things as well, all at the same time, pretty easily. That's pretty impressive actually, because most batteries are going to be around 5 kilowatt to 6 kilowatt. So this is on the high side. That's another one of those things that makes this really special. And as you can see, in terms of installation, you're looking at it. This is all pretty doable. I could install this in my house or an off-grid garage or something in an afternoon by myself. And if you're on grid, just, you know, check with building codes and follow that, get an electrician, and you can have that too. That's what makes this system incredibly versatile. So if you have an off-grid garage that never had power and you need to get electricity trenched over, which is really expensive, you might be better off just doing this, get solar on the roof, and charge your car in your garage and have electricity for everything else that you use.
Now, we're gonna do a little simulation here where we turn off the power from the grid and switch to battery back.
As soon as I flip the switch, you're going to see in the app that it goes from grid operation to battery operation.
And our washing machine will work on the battery, but the dryer will not. It is not an essential load. Now, everything else in the house works as normal, except the EV charger, the dryer, and the oven. And we're going to see how long we can go on battery backup.
All right, so it's currently 3:48, and we've been on the battery for just a few minutes now. We're currently drawing 730 watts, and we're going to try and conserve as much energy as possible.
Since the Blue Eddy is backing up all of our essential loads, this includes our furnace, the blower for the furnace, which means that we can heat the house, since our heater is natural gas,
But of course, the furnace needs the electric blower to blow the hot air throughout the house, and that still works. However, of course, air conditioning does not work. So if this were the summertime, then we can always use our quiet, cool, whole house fan. And this, of course, is backed up.
All right, so it is now the next morning, and we're going to come back here and turn our main breaker back on. Yeah, so we're done. We've lasted up until about 20 hours almost on battery.
So whether it's emergency backup, which Rohan now has, energy arbitrage, where you can charge at low price times and then run your house when it's expensive, which he does have, this works great. Or if you're looking to expand in the future and you don't want to spend all that money today, but you want to get a system, this is amazing because you can start with one battery and add up to 4 per inverter system, like you see here. And with direct solar input, you can even add more solar later as well, which Rohan wants to do. Here's a picture of his roof. And as you can see, there's a couple of places where he can add more solar panels. And he doesn't have to go through permitting or go to the grid. He could just wire them right into this and not lose his NEM2 status. All that makes this such a cool and compelling system. All right, if you have any questions, sound off in the comments below. We'll put a lot of resources to prices and installation diagrams and everything else if you're interested in the system. And stay tuned because we'll do follow-on videos over the 6 months or a year and see how it's all holding up. But so far, he's blown away and I'm really impressed as well. This might be the easiest system I've ever seen go in. So, all right, that's a quick look at the Blue Eddy EP800 home energy storage system. And if you thought that was cool, check out this video next. Until next week, I'm Rico DaVinci. Thank you so much for watching.